Tonight, as Wayne Swan stands at the dispatch box on the floor of the House of Representatives, the Treasurer will be delivering his sixth and arguably his most difficult budget. His opponents and polling suggest it may be his last. It's a pre-election budget where voters won't be offered the usual pre-poll sweeteners. The government is promising to take what it calls the extraordinary step of spelling out how its school improvement Gonski plan and the Disability Care, the new name for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, are to be paid for over the next decade. Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane is in Canberra. Sabra, good morning. The budget usually spells out policy costings over 4 years. The government's promising to spell out how they'll be paid for over 10. Now, yes. Can you explain why that is?
That's right. As you mentioned, Wayne Swan, he's written a column today saying that he's taking the extraordinary step of explaining how they'll both be paid for during the next 10 years. Now, the government's already announced that there'll be an increase in the Medicare levy of 0.5% to help pay for disability care. Now, that's expected to raise something like $3.2 billion a year, but nowhere near enough of what's expected to pay for the whole program, let alone the Gonski education reforms. So there's a very rough calculation out there today that these two policies would cost something like $100 billion over 10 years. The government says that is not its calculation, but it says it will explain how those policies will be paid for tonight. And what programs, importantly, will be cut to help pay for them. And this is some attempt to win some credibility with voters.
Isn't it a huge risk for the Treasurer to outline the cost over 10 years, given that his surplus pledge, repeated at the last budget, was ditched before Christmas? He could come under fire for this, couldn't he?
That's right. Budgets usually spell out costings for policies over what's called the forward estimate, a four-year time frame. And they usually eschew anything beyond that time frame because it's just so difficult making accurate economic forecasts beyond those timeframes. So it's this attempt to win credibility with voters, to show them that this government will try and match new spending with new savings measures. But Mr. Swan also says it's a test here for Tony Abbott, saying that if he supports disability care, then he needs to support the savings measures the government is taking over the next 10 years, or that he needs to spell out what he would cut, or indeed whether he does support these policies altogether. Now, he said that he's fully on side with disability care, but yet to say that he would support Gonski, even if all the states sign up to it. The problem here, though, is for Mr. Swan and the Prime Minister, because their credibility on the economy has really been tarnished. For 2.5 years, they promised that this year would be the year that the budget would return to surplus. Many economists said this time last year, Tony, that it was nigh on impossible to do this year, and they've been proved right. And voters will wonder that if Mr. Swan can't match a one-year forecast to do that, well, how can he be believed, or how can this forecast for 10 years be credible?
Most of the gallery, that's the press gallery, of course, will be locked up in the budget lock-up this afternoon, and you'll be one of them, I imagine. You won't see question time. What are we likely to expect there while this is going on?
Look, it will be a tough question time for the government here. It's easy to forget. Remember the last sitting day of the last parliamentary session. That was the day of the failed Clayton's challenge by
Simon Crean. Yep.
That's right. And of course, he was sacked that day and he sat on the back bench. Today, many other faces will be sitting on the back bench for the first time too, in a long time. Because remember, a host of ministers resigned after that parliamentary session. We had Chris Bowen, Kim Carr, Martin Ferguson. We had the junior minister, Richard Miles, also quit. So those former ministers will be sitting on the back bench for the first time in a long time today. It'll be a hard day for them. And no doubt the opposition will try and embarrass the Prime Minister and the government over that challenge, but specifically all the critiques that those particular men gave at their parting press conferences, Tony.
You might be missing some of the fireworks when you're locked up in the budget lockup, and a full coverage of the budget and its outcomes on ABC Radio, especially on Radio Current Affairs later in the day. Sabra Lane, our Chief Political Correspondent in Canberra.